Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And that is a difficult proposition given the way that the society is. And in a very landmark book by Diane West called The Death of the Grown-Up, How America's Arrested Development is Bringing Down Western Civilization. We want perpetual youth. And Hollywood and Madison Avenue has stylized it that life then is the way they define it. So what they have done, she writes this, a force at the crux of infantilization process and the sexual revolution to come. That's what has done it. Here's what they've done. Now watch this on television. It's either young or very old. Nothing in between. Nothing about how you come from being a youth to being an adult. From learning responsibility over being irresponsible. Over learning to take responsibility for your actions rather than blame others. What they have today, because this epidemic of seeking to be young, rather not growing up, but by being retarded in your development because of the effects of everything that there is in the society. You hear it from the pulpit, you hear it at home from parents, schools, sports, entertainment, music, movies, friends. And to be 30, oh, I'm getting so old, I can't believe I'm 30. Many people look that way, sound that way, act that way. And that's the way it's portrayed in the world. And to children, through cartoons. Everything becomes young. Why? Here's what she writes. Because not everyone has to go along with the new order. A sizable segment of the population still resists the pressure to transfer the milestone of maturity, including, besides sexuality, a large chunk of financial and other freedoms to the very young. But you can't do that. Look at how it is in the world, how irresponsible that people are. And because they're given to entertainment, to fun, to pleasures, to drugs, to drinking, to a hedonistic lifestyle that the courts have set up, a lifestyle program for people. So they can rehabilitate from drugs, they can rehabilitate from law-breaking, they can begin to think, because they were never taught to think. And we're going to see the perfect solution to restoring thinking, beginning with your children and for young adults who have never been out of the adolescent mode. And that is the study of the book of Proverbs, and then branch that out to the rest of the Bible. Those who understand about maturing, which the Bible does, are the people who instinctively acknowledge the difference between adults and children. Now, the Bible tells us when we're children, we act as children, we think as children, we do as children. But when we become adults, we are to put away childish things. But today, that doesn't happen. Today, there's hardly a difference between a 12-year-old with a baseball cap and a sweatshirt with a slogan on it than a 35-year-old man with a baseball cap and a slogan on his sweatshirt. Where is the maturity? Where is the aging? Where is the thinking? Where is the real transition? Oh, people don't want to grow up because they're not taught to grow up. They aren't taught that in school. They're not taught it in church, and they are not taught it at home. And in fact, today, with the economic downturn, how many adults are back living with their parents? Because they never grew up. They never learned a trade. They never learned how to discipline their minds. They were never taught the Word of God. So here's what has happened in this society. Even as age, that is of people, has been eliminated from the aging process, they have a hunch that society has stamped out more than gray hair, smile lines, and cellulite. What has also disappeared is an appreciation for what goes along with maturity, forbearance, honor, patience, responsibility, perspective and wisdom, sobriety, decorum and manners, and the wisdom to know what is appropriate and when. And you don't see that taught anywhere at all. So the Bible is the place to begin. And it is the book of Proverbs. Because you see, what we're dealing with is how is your mind and how are your emotions. And how then, if you are stuck in this perpetual adolescence from 18 to 40, how do you overcome it? Where do you begin? How do you come back to rehabilitate yourself? And how, for your children, do you teach them to avoid that trap of perpetual adolescence? Number one. You need God and the Word of God in your life. Number two, you need that more than you need friends. You need to have love of father and mother. And you need to have the self-discipline of seeking wisdom. You need to have the Proverbs to help you look at life the way God wants you to look at life, so that you can make a success out of your life. Now, the book of Proverbs was given to teach young people how to become adults. And we have a program for that, the book of Proverbs program, which we have, which is this. It's geared for studying every day for a month. And then you repeat that over every month continually, until you get the Proverbs in your mind that it's helping you to think straight, to make proper judgments, to become an adult, to avoid sin, to get away from stupidity, to get away from foolishness, to stop acting like a 13-year-old at 33. So let's read a few verses here, and then let's read parts of chapter 2 to see what needs to be done in your life so that you can become a grown-up. You can become mature. And I'll tell you this, all you young people, all you youth, because there is such an absolute void in the labor market today of young people who know how to discipline themselves, who know how to take care of their lives, who know how to be responsible, you have a number one advantage in getting jobs. And if you have been homeschooled, you are desired by those companies because you know how to work because you had to learn in your homeschooling. And the book of Proverbs now is what you need in your life. So if you are 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, all the way on up to a young adult, you need the book of Proverbs and our program to help you learn how to think and to help you know how to understand what it is to be a grown-up, what it is to understand the way of God. It's all right here in the book of Proverbs. And this is what everyone really wants, but is not taught in the society today. It's not taught in the schools. It's not taught in the universities or colleges. Now, everything is fun and games and emotion, no thinking, no maturing, no wisdom. But the book of Proverbs will restore that to you. Verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive instruction of wisdom, righteousness and judgment and equity. Every good thing that means maturity. Every good thing that means I will be a responsible adult. Every good thing that gives you the mental and spiritual tools to become a responsible adult. Now notice verse 4, what it says. To give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young man, to teach you how to become an adult man or woman. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain to wise counsel. To understand a proverb and its interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. And here is the missing key. And this will help you growing up, so that you can grow up and be an adult, or if you are already a young adult and you have missed growing up, now you can apply this to your life, and you can build into your life in a very short period of time by using our Proverbs program. You can get your mind set the way it needs to be. You can educate yourself with the ways of God. You can learn how to have wisdom and understanding and prudence, just like it says here. Here's the key, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You understand the laws of God. You understand the commandments of God. You understand the teachings of God, Old Testament, New Testament. You have that as part of your life, you see. But notice, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So that's what it is in the world. We have people taught today to grow up and be adolescents at 20. And they're foolish, and they're stupid, and they don't know how to work. They don't know how to discipline themselves. Their lives are wasted on music, entertainment, texting, sexting, all of these things. Now, you've got to stop all that nonsense. Here is the challenge. Will you take the challenge? Will you challenge your children and help them with the book of Proverbs? Will you go along with the study with them so you can learn and grow and overcome? And you will be very surprised what'll happen at the end of just 1 year of going through the Proverbs, a chapter every day for a month and repeat it. Every day for a month and repeat it. You will be surprised how that's going to stabilize your thinking, stabilize your emotions, give you judgment and understanding if you do what it says here in Proverbs, the second chapter. Chapter 2, my son, if you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you. That's the whole thing. It has to be within, see? So that you may incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yea, if, here's the second if. Notice these ifs. These are conditional. It doesn't come like just putting a chip into a computer and voila, there it is. I'm mature. I'm an adult. No, you have to live it. You have to think it. You have to understand it, see? If you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then You shall understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And that's what is needed. That's how grown-ups become mature. That's been taken out of the schools. That's been taken out of the education. That's been taken out of the colleges and universities. God has been blasphemed, ridiculed, rejected, replaced with the stupidity of atheism and agnosticism and wild and promiscuous sex of all kinds, which affects the mind and the emotions and destroys the lives of young people. Let's continue, verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom. Comes from Him. Did He not create the heavens and the earth, universe and everything there? Does He not know right from wrong, good from evil? Yes. Do you not want to know that for yourself? All right, here's how. Out of His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. It's in the Bible. That's why you need to study it. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous, not the sinner. They're fools. They don't know. They don't understand. Oh, yeah, they take drugs. They drink alcohol. I read in a news report that there was a woman who drank 2 gallons of Coke a day and died. That's plain foolish. If she knew the word of God, she wouldn't do it. See? That's why the book of Proverbs. You need to take our Proverbs educational program that we have on a chapter a day every month. Now, He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He will protect you. The knowledge of truth will be around you. God's angels will watch over you. He keeps the paths of right judgment and preserves the way of His saints. Then, now notice, then, there are two thens. You shall understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. Is that not what you want? Do you want to grow up to be a failure? Do you want to be a perpetual adolescent where at age 39 or 40 you say, man, what have I missed in life? Now, what will happen next is this: wisdom shall enter into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasing to your soul. Discretion shall preserve you, and understanding shall keep you. Adult, mature thinking, because it comes from God, because it is right, because it is good, because it's what God wants you to have. God wants you to be successful. Yet the world says, oh, well, you know, you don't need religion. That's just for, you know, people who don't have any understanding. And look how dumb and stupid they are. And the real truth is a lot of them are, because they've thrown away most of the Bible. Now, what's it going to do? Verse 12, to deliver you from the way of the evil man, from the man who speaks wicked things. Those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the perversities of the wicked. This is Hollywood. This is the education of this world. So you need God's way so you can be rescued from that. Think about it. Now, if your life has already been turned upside down, and you are fighting a drug problem, or you are fighting a smoking problem, or you are fighting trying to find your way because you've had to spend some time in jail, because you didn't grow up and do what you ought to do, and you did stupid and foolish things and ended up in jail. Here is how you get your life squared around. Let's read it. than to deliver you from the wanton woman, even from the stranger who flatters with her lips, who forsakes the guide of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. Now let's also add to this. You need to pray every day. But let's look at the benefit of how you can become a real adult. Someone that people will say, ah, he's responsible even though he is young. She knows how to conduct her life because she has wisdom. Rather than saying, nope, can't hire you, you don't know anything. Right here are some promises, Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments, for they shall add length of days and long life and peace to you. Isn't that what you want? You want to die tomorrow? You want to die next week? You want to go out on a stupid wild ride and crash and kill yourself or injure yourself and others with you? Oh, it's exciting. It's hedonistic. Yes, it's an adrenaline rush. But death awaits at the other end. You want long life? Do not let mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. You want to go out and find a good job? You want to impress someone? Get your mind and your heart squared around. Become a grown-up through the Proverbs. And so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Don't you want that? What is it that you want to do with your life? See, this book, it's quite a book. The Death of the Grown-Up. How America's Arrested Development is Bringing Down Western Civilization. Look at the stupidity of all the entertainment world. Music. Various episodes of programs. The lying, the cheating, the deception, the perverted sex. All of those things destroy your heart and your mind and take you away from being a grown-up. So instead of having to go to a lifestyle class, why don't you? We'll send it to you at no cost. You can download it right from our website. The Proverbs Program to Make Your Life Right. That's what you need. That's what your children need. And that will help you. You do this every day for a year before you start out anything. In the daytime, go through it. Now, if you want a review of it, do it at night before you go to bed, because these things are going to give you just exactly what it says here. And so shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Now, we have many other things that you can learn and study from the Word of God. And what you need to realize is this, the Word of God is a detailed, in-depth course on a study on how to live forever. Not in the flesh, but as a spirit being. And that's what the whole New Testament is about. But first, you've got to get your physical life right now squared around, and then begin to understand about the truth of eternal life is offered in the New Testament through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And this is what it's all about. Okay. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.